Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumb has been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Kristen, before we get into your friend being insulted in the absolute worst way and being called a Karen.
Oh, God, how I couldn't fathom.
Can I ask you for some temporary help in my relationship?
Sure.
That I think you perhaps can only help in this room because you know the players involved and it is temporary. So I've told you guys that my girlfriend Amanda has been living with me for 4 months until her house is ready. She just bought a house, all right, and she'll be moving into it. She's slowly been moving into it, and Monday is the day, all right?
Exciting.
I didn't know this was a thing until I saw it in front of me, and then I realized, oh, Bart has had the same complaint about Kristen all these years, and I can't understand why it's even a thing. She and I living together has been almost perfect. 98% perfect.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure she's got a gripe or two about me. Why are there so many half-consumed glasses of water around my house? Why can't this woman see that the cup is half drank and then put it in the damn sink? It seems to me like she is leaving cups so she remembers where she was that day so she can get back to her original spot.
So I'm going to say this without having had a professional diagnosis, but I have been actually, I don't want to say concerned, but I have thought this for quite some time because of things I do, like leaving cabinet doors open. And I do very forgetful things. And I think it's because I got a touch of the ADHD. And so I will take a glass of water and I will drink it. I will set it down with every intention of finishing said glass of water. But then, you know, squirrel! And then I get distracted and then I forget about said glass of water. So then I make myself another glass of water.
Okay.
And then now I'm upstairs and I'm doing, and it's on my nightstand. And then all of a sudden it says, squirrel! And then I get distracted and I go and then I'm like, did I have a water? I don't know. So then I go make another glass of water. And then before you know, I just have a little collection of water all around the house.
Okay, so there's one flaw in your explanation, and I could see this is hitting with Mo also. So I'm going to throw it to you in a second.
You triggered?
Yeah, a little bit.
So, okay, I understand the squirrel thing. I understand the ADD thing. Yeah. I got it also, man, I think, right?
Yeah.
So, but when you go back into your room and you now see that the glass is there and it is half drank, then why at that point do you either not drink it or just bring it to the sink time and time and time again?
Mm-hmm. Oddly, that's one of two things. Oddly, I don't see it. Like, it's crazy. Like, I sincerely, like, I am, like, blind to certain things. I don't see it. Or, two, I'm like, oh, that's where that water is. I'll drink it. And then, squirrel! And then I don't drink it, and it just continues to sit there. I mean, and then before you know it, I'm like, God, how long has that glass of water sat there? Is it even able to be drank? And then you look, and you see like a film of dust over it. You're like, yeah, no, that one's got to go. And then in my head, I'm like, oh, I need to take that downstairs with me the next time I go downstairs, right? And so then I start doing something, and then once again, squirrel! And then I completely forgot to take it downstairs with me and put it in the sink.
No.
Fam. Same.
She leaves the half drink bottles of water everywhere. There's four on the nightstand. There's four in her car. It's in the kitchen. I find them in the closet. Why is it a bottle of water in the closet? And the reason I get upset the most is because I have a Brita.
In a closet,
right? And I'm like, so if you're not going to finish the water, if you're not confident that you are not going to finish the water, just get a glass and use the water from the Brita. Don't waste my purified bottled waters when you know you're not going to finish them. And then when she finds them, like Kristen said, she doesn't want them anymore because now the water is old.
Yeah.
The water is not old. It's water.
No.
It's not expiring.
It's not expiring.
I mean, at some point it's going to, and you are going to get some film across the top. But Mo raises another interesting point. Because I've seen this too. There's the half glass, right? And then she'll take another half glass and put it next to the half glass.
Yes.
There's two right there.
Now they're together. There's three of them. Like, just finish one.
They need friends.
Y'all are overthinking it. Your women are saving your lives. Have you not seen Signs?
That's exactly what I was waiting to say.
I have not seen Signs. What is that?
The whole point is the little kid keeps leaving half glasses of water everywhere, and the dad's like, what are you doing? And then when the aliens invade, they're allergic to the water, and it kills them.
Yep.
So you can thank your women because they're saving you from an alien invasion.
Just make sure you have a baseball bat nearby, because Merle in the movie swings away, and he breaks all the water. That's why I saw the alien. End of Aliens.
And just one final question before we move on to your Karen friend.
Mm-hmm.
Is there ever a time where you go around the house and sort of play checkers and like go ahead and grab all of the glasses and put them in the sink?
It depends on where I am in my cycle. If I'm in like that cleaning phase of my cycle and I don't know, it's not the ovulation phase. It's not the follicular phase.
Luteal.
Maybe. But there's a phase where you like have to clean. And that's the only time I do that.
I've officially bought a plant just so I could stop feeling like I got to pour out purified water. Just so I can have something to do with the leftover purified water.
Bart does that with my leftover water.
That's good one, man.
I use cups. We don't have bottled water in our house. We use cups. But every leftover water Bart uses and he waters the plants.
It's maddening. It's just maddening.
That's
after
hilarious.
A while. All right, there are like, you know, the deepest cut that you can say to a woman is call her a Karen, right?
Yes.
And you had a friend that just recently got called, but not really sure if it's Karen or not.
I'm going to tell you the story because I asked her to give me the deets so I could do a play-by-play. And you all can decide if my friend was indeed a Karen and deserved to be called one by these teenagers, okay? So I hit her up and I said, hey, I want to do a dramatic reenactment on air of the kids calling you a Karen. Can you give me the deets? And she was like, ha ha. And here we go. It starts off with, I was in a mood. My oldest was in a mood and my youngest was in a mood. We were at my youngest daughter's cross country practice and she was hurt and couldn't run. As I was trying to talk with my girls who were being challenging, and one is 13, one's a couple years younger, right? These teen girls were blowing these ginormous dandelion-type fuzzies everywhere. Mind you, we were at a park with several acres of land, and the fuzzies were blowing all over me and two other moms. In a snippy tone, I said, can you all go blow those somewhere else? And as they walked away, they called me a Karen.
Yeah, it was pretty well deserved,
yep,
man.
Yes, you earned it.
I think it's pretty well deserved.
Yeah. Sorry, girl.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save